Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Daily Complaint. So welcome to all of you for joining us for the Daily Complaint today, this Friday, September 11th, a day of remembrance for all of us. I certainly remember where I was when I saw that the first plane had hit the building, and then I actually witnessed, like many of you did, the second plane hit the second tower. So let's make sure we pay tribute to those that not only whose lives were lost, whose lives were lost in the towers, in the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center. But let's also pay tribute to those whose lives were lost fighting to save the lives of those in the Trade Center, whose families that lost loved ones, and those members of the military whose lives were lost in fighting the war. So it's a really wonderful day of remembrance to never forget, never forget what we stand for here in America, what we stand for here in the USA, what we stand for here as Americans, that we won't be taken advantage of, we won't be made to kneel down to those or to things that we don't believe in, and to make sure we always take a stand for what we do believe. Especially as we remember those folks from Flight 93 who did take a stand and basically lost their lives by protecting the lives of others. So, again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. It is a somber day today. It is September 11th. 14 years ago, we lost many lives in the World Trade Center as well as, on the plane on Flight 93 and the other planes that crashed into the World Trade Center. We've lost many lives since fighting the war against terror and standing up for the freedoms that we all love and believe in. So let's make sure today we don't let that moment pass us by and that we all pay tribute to those lives that were lost fighting for our freedom, the freedom of those of us who are still here, those of us who are still yet to be born and will enjoy the freedoms that we experience here in the United States of America. So, welcome to the Daily Complaint. We take a similar tone here at the Daily Complaint in that you have consumer rights. We want you to know your consumer rights. We want you to understand how to assert your consumer rights. We want to make sure that you, as Americans, that are afforded those consumer rights, don't get taken advantage of. So, although losing your house pales in comparison to losing your life, for many of you, your house is what you go home to every night. It's what houses your family and your loved ones. It is a part of you. It is something that defines you, many of you. So reality is that losing a home could be an integral part of maintaining a life, okay? We speak much here about mortgages, foreclosure, escrow fraud, general fraud, mortgage fraud, foreclosure fraud. However, your consumer rights extend far beyond the mortgage side of the fence, especially when you're talking about financial services. So you have consumer rights when it comes to credit cards, auto loans, payday loans, any sort of financial services company. And those rights are afforded to you primarily by the federal government and the laws that were put in place surrounding or enabling your consumer rights, or establishing, shall I say, your consumer rights. However, many of you also have consumer rights in your states, okay? So, for example, I spoke with a gentleman yesterday who lives in Louisiana, and because he lives in Louisiana, he was required to get flood insurance, even though he wasn't in a floodplain. Okay, he purchased flood insurance. Actually, he didn't purchase flood insurance. They purchased it for him, the mortgage servicer, even though he didn't need it. He paid for a study from FEMA stating that he didn't need it. He received a certificate from FEMA stating that he was not in a flood zone. Yet he paid for a year and a half worth of flood insurance that he didn't need. Okay? I would presume many people get taken advantage of that live in Louisiana because they feel that now they're going to mandate that everybody needs flood insurance, even if you're not in a floodplain. Okay? He had tried to rectify the issue. His mortgage was since sold, and it was sold with that delinquency with regard to not paying his flood insurance. Even though, A, he didn't need it, and B, it was incorporated into his mortgage of which he never missed a payment. So his rights were violated on a federal level, but also on a state level. So we encouraged him to visit the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov. We encouraged him to visit the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, at ftc.gov. We encouraged him to visit the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, at hud.gov. We encouraged him to visit those places and submit complaints to those three federal agencies. Okay? We also encouraged him to submit a complaint to his attorney general in the state of Louisiana. Okay? That way he covers himself on both a state and a federal level. Okay? So today is File Friday, folks. We're going to talk about a file that is in our office presently. In fact, we're going to talk about a file that we had completed and had to come back into our office, and we're going to explain to you why. Okay? Today, like I said, is File Friday, where we talk about a file in our office, a client that exists in our office. That way we can explain to you exactly what went on, what's going on, what happened, so on and so forth. Okay? Let me back up and introduce myself real quick again. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting brings you a daily complaint every weekday. I think for the most part we've settled on 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast. However, there might be a day every week where we change it, depending upon what our needs are. So the best thing I can convey to you is that you can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com any hour of any day of any week, and you can listen to any of our almost 300 archived shows. In fact, this show immediately following the show will be archived. Okay? Therefore, you don't have to listen live to take advantage of what we're trying to educate you on, what we're trying to shed light on, what we're trying to do by bringing hope and optimism to you, opening up options that exist for you, educating you as to what pathways you can take to successfully rectify your situation. So by visiting us at thedailycomplaint.com, you have access to every show, whatever time you'd like to access it. Can't sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning? Access one of our shows. They're only 30 minutes roughly in length. We give you a lot of information on the top half of the show, or the top third of the show, which is the first 10 minutes. We've already provided you with the FTC, CFPB, and HUD. When it comes to escrow issues, all are applicable, believe it or not. Okay? So we generally give you a good amount of information in the first 10 minutes. We then talk about the situation at hand in the next 10 minutes. And then the final 10 minutes, we generally talk about how to get to that solution. Okay? So, by visiting us at The Daily Complaint, you can listen to any show, anytime, at your leisure or leisure. You don't have to listen live. Most of you don't listen live. We already know because we get the stats every single day on how many of you listen live and how many of you listen later. But we are so blessed and so privileged to be the ones that come to you to talk about your consumer rights because we know you're listening, because we get the stats that show you're listening. So thank you for listening, okay? We hope to continue to be a resource for consumers with regard to consumer rights. We hope to always expand our consumer rights information to you. I can't guarantee you we're going to air at the same time every day, but I can guarantee you we're going to make a concerted effort to air every weekday until we successfully feel that you as consumers know your rights and know how to assert your rights. Okay, that's our commitment to you. Do we get paid for it? We do not. In fact, we pay to come on the air, believe it or not. So we pay to educate you because we have a passion for what we do, and we want you to know your rights and assert your rights. That's why we do what we do. Okay? So, folks, today we're going to talk about Caliber Home Loans. It used to be Veracrest Financial. So for those of you who are familiar with them, you probably, like us, feel that they are a very violating and unfair, deceptive mortgage servicer. I can explain to you why in a second. But before we do that, let me just one more time tell you that you can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. When you get there, the top right-hand corner has links to Facebook and Twitter, as well as our website, our N Consulting website. Our N Consulting website has a client resources tab on it that has many of the federal agencies that oversee your consumer rights links on it. So you can just click it and go. Same thing with many of the programs that exist to help you, like making home affordable. Okay? So, reality is that you can contact us in about a dozen different ways once you get to thedailycomplaint.com. My personal signature, again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member or owner of N Consulting. I also happen to be the host or hostess of The Daily Complaint. My personal signature is at the bottom of every single show. So there is no reason for you not to know your rights and assert your rights. Okay? If you have a question or you need direction, give us a call. Send us an email. Whatever's most comfortable for you. Okay, like I said, I spoke with a gentleman yesterday out of Louisiana. We spoke for about a half hour. I explained to him what he needed to do. He was very appreciative, thanked me up and down, and that was the end of it. I never took a dime from him. He never gave me a dime. We never discussed any income or any money changing hands. We never discussed anything other than him knowing his rights and defining where he needed to go to assert his rights. That's all we did, okay? I'm offering you that same service, okay? We don't charge to talk to you. We only charge when we actually do the work for you, okay? Because we're consultants. We don't charge to give you a consultation as to what's going on. In fact, we're going to make a call today to Freddie Mac. We're going to talk about Freddie Mac today here on the show here in a second. Well, we're going to make a call to them on behalf of one of our clients. Well, not even a client. Somebody that we felt we couldn't assist because we didn't want to take their money because we felt their money needed to go towards their mortgage because they were out of other alternatives moving forward. So they asked us emphatically if we could call with them today. No money changed hands. No money was discussed. But they're just looking for another force to try and tip the scale in their favor, okay? So, again, if you need help, don't be afraid to reach out and get it. Whether you call us here at N Consulting or The Daily Complaint, whether you call your attorney general's office, whether you call somebody that's free help, call somebody or enlist the assistance from someone if you don't know what you're doing, okay? So today we're going to, like I said, we're going to talk about Caliber Home Loans. We're going to talk about Veracrest Mortgage, which is, or Veracrest Financial, which is the underlying company. They just changed their name to Caliber Home Loans. I believe Veracrest Financial still is the company that owns them. So if you have a VeriCrest loan, which you no longer have a VeriCrest loan because you now have a Caliber home loan, same company, new name. That's it. Okay? So let's give you some history with this client. Okay? They came into our office back in November of 2014. Okay? They had been seeking mortgage assistance for 2 years. They had been denied mortgage assistance for 2 years. They enlisted our help. We got involved. Immediately, they were offered a non-HAMP, Making Home Affordable, Freddie Mac loan modification, I should say. They were offered a non-government-backed solution without even qualifying for it, okay? In that offer, it stated that they were denied for the Making Home Affordable, Home Affordable Modification Program, or MHA HAMP, Freddie Mac Standard Modification, okay? So, we researched that. We researched it on our own. We researched it with Freddie Mac, and guess what? They never put the client through the Freddie Mac MHA HAMP process. Okay? So that was the first lie that we found. Okay? So they denied that non-MHA HAMP loan modification because they knew it wasn't the best deal they were going to get. Okay? So what did they do next? What did we do next together collectively? We filed complaints against Caliber for these reasons. Okay? So Caliber thought it best to put up a foreclosure sale date up on these clients in February of 2015. They denied the non-MHA HAMP modification that was supposed to start January 1st. Okay? So we put up, collectively, a new request for mortgage assistance application in February. Okay? So they started the foreclosure process in February, placed a sale date on the account for maybe April, something like that. So we submitted a complete package on behalf of the client, or the client submitted a complete package, shall we say, while we continued to report Caliber and VeriCrest for the wrongdoing and the unfair, deceptive, abusive business practices. Okay? We did it through the CFPB to try and determine what was going on. Okay? Once we submitted a complete application, the client was denied for mortgage assistance. Okay? They were denied for mortgage assistance because they took their income and they split it in half. The problem was is that the income was sole proprietorship income, meaning it was earned by one person under their Social Security number. Couldn't be split. You can't have more than one person as a sole proprietor. That's why it's a sole proprietorship, okay? So we escalated the issue, okay? Plus, they were still keeping a sale date on the file, okay? So we escalated the issue. We escalated it to Freddie Mac, their case escalations. We escalated it to the U.S. Department of Treasury, and we escalated it to MHA HAMP Escalations Department. All three of those entities, okay? So what happened next was in May, I believe, yes, right around the first 2 weeks of May, probably around the 13th or 14th, they received an approval for a loan modification starting June 1st, okay? So they were entering into what's called a trial period plan under the MHA, Making Home Affordable, HAMP, Home Affordable Modification Program, under Freddie Mac, okay? The trial period plan stated that their payments were due June 1st, July 1st, and August 1st, okay? Their payments were not considered late as long as they were received within the month. Okay? That's it. They made their June payment. They had a sale date scheduled in June. that was postponed until August. Okay? They made a June payment. They made a July payment. Okay? In August, their sale date was postponed to September 17th, meaning in less than a week. Okay? They made their August payment. They still have a sale date on their file. Okay? Now, normally you would say, well, what's the problem with that? Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. The documentation that they were issued with regard to their trial period plan states that as long as they make their trial payments, there would be no foreclosure sale. There would be no foreclosure moving forward with foreclosure period. The foreclosure would be on hold. Okay? So, the clients, we separated and they went their separate ways in June because they had a deal that they were going with. In August, we received notice that they had a sale date scheduled. So we called them and tried to find out what was going on. They were concerned, as were we. Okay, so we got back involved about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Okay, we called over there. They stated that they had a foreclosure on hold, but they had a sale date. They were posting up their sale date publicly, and people were coming by their house to determine when it was going to be sold. Okay? Not only that, they were being charged foreclosure-related fees, like postponement of foreclosure fees, to assign a new sale date when they were in full compliance with the trial period plan. And the justification was that even though they were in compliance and remained in compliance with the offer, there was no permanent modification yet. However, they had made all their trial period plans, so they were waiting for Freddie Mac and Caliber Home Loans to issue them the documentation in order to sign it to make the trial period plan a permanent modification. So it was kind of a catch-22, damned if you do, damned if you don't, okay? However, and like I said, under the TPP offer that they provided the clients, under legal notices, it stated, we will not begin foreclosure or proceed with foreclosure as long as you make your payments, okay? So they were violating their own legal notices. And they were charging the client for every foreclosure-related activity that was occurring, even though the client was remaining in compliance. Okay? So, what did we do? We got involved. We submitted a qualified written request to Caliber Home Loans, asking what was going on. Okay? So, client made their last payment August 21st. It posted on August 25th. And on September 4th, so within about 10 days, give or take, their permanent loan modification documentation was prepared and sent to the client, to which they received yesterday. Okay? The kicker in all of this, folks, is their sale date was scheduled for September 17th. Okay? There is no way that that would have ever been a viable sale date. Okay, why is that, you ask? It's an excellent question. Okay, these are the three scenarios that could occur. One, they were denied the permanent modification, at which point they would have had 30 days to appeal the decision. Okay, they would have only been denied after they made their final payment, which means they couldn't have sold their home for at least 30 days if for some reason they didn't qualify, but they would also have to provide them with a different path versus foreclosure. Okay, and we're going to look at that in a second. Okay, option number two, they accepted the deal. No sale date. Don't even have to recommend that. Option number three, they have 15 days to respond to the complete package or to the permanent loan modification. Okay. They received the permanent loan modification paperwork on the 10th Even if it was prepared on the 4th and they had 15 days on the 4th, that would be September 19th. So why would anybody deny or not accept the offer? And even if you accepted the offer, your payment probably isn't due till the following month. Okay? So reality is, nobody's ever going to say, we don't want to pay and we're going to go into foreclosure. We don't want the deal. Okay? So again, there is no scenario that I see where a September 17th sale date would have been a viable sale date. To me, that would just constitute a threat. Okay? So, what did we do? We recommended that the client call Freddie Mac, to which they did, and report Caliber for violating the Freddie Mac guidelines with regard to the MHA HAMP program. Okay? What are the guidelines, you ask? Excellent question. Okay, we are on Freddie Mac Standard Modification Frequently Asked Questions. Okay? There's a section on trial period. Why do I need to place the borrower in a trial period before offering a permanent modification? Placing borrowers in a trial period will help ensure they can meet the modified terms. If they are unable to demonstrate their ability to make their modified mortgage payments before being placed into a permanent modification, you can help them find a more suitable alternative to foreclosure that meets their specific needs. Ding, ding. No foreclosure. Okay, more suitable alternative. Are borrowers able to pay more than their estimated modified mortgage payments during the trial period? Yes. In those scenarios, you must apply the overpayment in accordance with the existing mortgage documents and applicable payment posting laws. Please define timely trial period payments. Here we go. A timely trial period payment is when you receive the payment by the date indicated in the trial period plan agreement. The payment is still considered on time if it is made by the end of the month in which the payment is due. You should, however, encourage the borrower to meet the terms of their agreement. Okay? So, full compliance. All right? So, underwriting process overview for the MHA HAMP process. Borrowers must successfully complete a trial period during which they will be required to remit estimated new monthly payments. Servicers enter into a workout forbearance plan with the borrower during the trial period, followed by a modification agreement upon successful completion of the trial period. Additional requirements for income, collateral, escrows, credit enhancements, the trial period, and the steps to take once the borrower successfully completes the trial period are detailed in Guide Chapter C25. If a borrower meets the basic eligibility criteria for HAMP but does not qualify for complete a HAMP modification or Freddie Mac home retention option under Guide Chapter B65, you must consider them for a short sale under the Treasury's Home Affordable Foreclosure Alternatives Initiative. Okay? So even if they didn't complete it or meet it, they would still have the option for a short sale if they were underwater or to sell their home before they foreclosed on them. So do you see what I'm saying here? The abuses are really at the hands of Caliber Home Loans. Okay? So, scheduled foreclosure sales must be postponed. When a borrower submits a request for HAMP consideration after a foreclosure sale date has been scheduled, the loan servicer must suspend the sale as needed to evaluate the borrower for HAMP as long as the request is received no later than midnight of the 7th business day prior to the foreclosure sale. Now, if they're approved, there certainly shouldn't be any foreclosure. That's what's known as dual tracking, or when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure while simultaneously working with the borrower to avoid foreclosure. Okay, folks? So you can see, these are not only HAMP rules, and by the way, MHA HAMP rules, that's a function of the United States Department of the Treasury and the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. Boom. Those are your regulatory agencies. Okay? They have an MHA HAMP escalations team. In this case, they have a Freddie Mac escalations team. Okay? The borrower has had multiple arenas in which to complain. Okay? Subsequently, we have found out that the foreclosure-related fees have been removed from the account. The permanent modification documentation is in hand, and the scheduled foreclosure sale should be off, period. Okay? So that's where we're at with this client, folks. If you're experiencing something similar, by the way, Caliber Home Loans is the only mortgage servicer I have ever seen do this. Okay? Every single other mortgage servicer I've seen has put the foreclosure on hold, halted and removed any foreclosure sale dates. I have only seen this type of abuse from Caliber Home Loans. Okay? So, folks, it's important that you know your rights. It's important that you know where and how to assert your rights. Okay? You've got to do it in writing. You've got to do it in a timely manner. And you've got to do it to the people that have the power to change the course of action of your mortgage loan or of the mortgage loan servicer. Okay? So this is a great story. It's going to be a success story. They have a permanent modification in hand. All they have to do now is sign it, send it back. There's no foreclosure sale. They keep their house. By the way, this offer, $200 less per month than the crappy offer they tried to give them back in November without running them through Freddie Mac's standard modification MHA HAMP program. Okay? So, folks, again, so important. You've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. If you have any questions about Freddie Mac or MHA HAMP or violation of your consumer rights, please contact us. I promise you, there's nothing that's going to be lost in you contacting us and getting the help that you need, or at least the direction that you need to help yourself. Okay, folks? So visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact me personally. My name is Dana Schaffman. My signature is at the bottom of every single show. There is no reason for you to ever suffer in silence. There's no reason for you to go through a foreclosure sale when you have complied with everything and you're eligible for foreclosure assistance, mortgage assistance, okay? But you've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights, folks. I can't convey that to you enough, okay? So visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Please keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Know your rights and assert your rights. We'll be back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for your support. We're grateful and blessed to be doing what we do. We're so appreciative of the opportunity to help you as consumers, so don't suffer in silence. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Daily Complaint.